Austin singer-songwriter Sam Baker was 50 when he started making albums in 2004. Now he's just released his fourth album titled Say Grace. Critic Robert Christgau thinks Baker is an artist worth waiting for.
In 1986, age 31, Sam Baker was traveling by train in Peru when a bomb from the terrorist group Shining Path exploded right next to him. The little girl he'd been talking to was killed, along with half a dozen others, and his own injuries required 18 operations. His mangled left hand was rebuilt, and work on his ears left him with a loud ringing that never stops, although Baker says he's made his peace with it.
Go in peace. Go in kindness. Go in love. Go in faith. Leave the day behind us. Day is done. Go in grace. Let us go into the dark. Not afraid, not alone. Let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
Baker had worked as a bank examiner in West Texas and a whitewater boatman all over, and wrote songs he now dismisses as cliché-driven, overly emotive stuff. The bank rehired him after his catastrophe, an act of faith he says ultimately inspired a song called Ditch on his fourth album, Say Grace.
I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. I got a crazy-ass wife, got a baby on the way. I'm glad I got work, I'm glad I got pay. Crawling back down in the ditch today.
Baker's self-financed music isn't usually so full of juice. He specializes in compassionate local color portraits, including quite a few female divorcees. Not tragic figures, they get by, but constrained by fate. Here's how he renders the unnamed protagonist of Say Grace's title track.
She was almost out of high school when she left home, got a job in an office. She answered the phone. Her boss was a creep, he wouldn't leave her alone, she had to go. Middle of that mess, she met a fine young man. They rolled into Houston in a Chevrolet van. Louisiana tags, a beautiful band of gold. They carried each other so long, but they drifted apart. They never really went wrong. They just married too young, both moved along. C'est la vie.
Baker's music is simultaneously beautiful and broken, like cracked crockery. The voice barely sketches the simple melodies, and the guitar is marked by the hesitations of someone who relearned the instrument left-handed. But Baker often decorates by quotation from old hymns or Stephen Foster, or on Say Grace, Emily Dickinson and William Butler Yeats. And he surrounds himself with sidemen who delight in complimenting his broken quality.
What rough beast?
We're listening to the new album from Sam Baker. It's titled Say Grace. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.